An update on an indigenous rights case that went to the nation's highest court. The proposed state budget does not include requested funding for child care centers. And details on a surprise candidate filing for a state government race. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, April 6th. I'm Deborah Ashar. The United States Supreme Court declined to review Strobel v. Oklahoma today. Thomas Pablo reports the decision likely means tribal citizens will need to continue paying state income tax.
Muscogee Nation Principal Chief David Hill says the tribe hoped the court would correct the Oklahoma Supreme Court's, quote, egregiously wrong decision from last July. That decision affirmed tribal members living within and working for tribes must pay state income taxes. The state had argued that the McGirt ruling, which held that half of Oklahoma was reservation land, did not extend to civil law. The case involves Alicia Strobel, a Muscogee citizen, resident, and employee who filed for tax exemption from 2017 to 2019. She's challenged the state on the issue for roughly 4 years to limited success. Now, Hill and the Muscogee Nation are reportedly seeking other options, including a remedy in a lower federal court. In Oklahoma City, I'm Thomas Pablo.
Oklahoma child care providers are warning a proposed state budget could force hundreds of child care centers to close. Republican legislative leaders shared a budget providers say contains none of the funding increases they've sought for nearly 2 years. Oklahoma Human Services has already cut a $5 per day addition to provider subsidy rate schedule for kids aged 6 to 12. Starting this month, that cut is impacting kids of all ages. Providers want lawmakers to restore these cuts with a $57 million appropriation. But Senate President Pro Tem Lonnie Paxton says the budget could not accommodate every request. Budget discussions are set to begin in the state Senate next week. State Auditor Cindy Byrd launched her campaign to become Oklahoma's next lieutenant governor more than a year ago. But as Grayson Wheeler reports, on Friday, the final day to file for candidacy, Byrd officially entered the state treasurer race.
Byrd's switcheroo comes a week after President Trump endorsed T.W. Shannon for lieutenant governor. Incumbent Todd Russ is the only other candidate who filed for treasurer. Before becoming treasurer in 2023, Russ served 6 terms in the Oklahoma House of Representatives before terming out. The Cordell resident has 3 decades of banking experience, including heading Ouachita State Bank in Burns Flat, according to his official biography. Byrd, meanwhile, is a certified public accountant who lives in Colgate. On her campaign website, she emphasizes the importance of scrutiny and transparency for fiscal practices in Oklahoma's education and healthcare systems. Both Byrd and Russ are Republicans, and both have swept all 77 counties in their previous statewide elections. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
The Secretary of the State Election Board announced that a total of 611 candidates filed for state, federal, legislative, or judicial office, making the 2026 candidate filing period the second largest period in the last 25 years. Oklahoma is getting a new state auditor. Melissa Capps was the only person to file to become the next state auditor and inspector and won the position automatically Friday. Capps is the deputy state auditor and a Republican from McLeod. The agency is responsible for auditing public funds to ensure there is no mismanagement. Read more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.